A continuation of Parshas Boy, Dvar Malchus. The Rebbe now turns to Yud Shvat. On Yud Shvat Tov Shin Yud, the Fidyik Rebbe was nostalgic. The Rebbe says, on Yud Shvat, the Moshe Rabbeinu of our generation, the Fidyik Rebbe, experienced Boyel Paroi, Ispiru de Kol Nahorin, the breaking out of all the lights, what was discussed previously. And through the fact that he received this revelation, now it can be drawn down to all the people of the generation. Right now, however, this revelation remains in a way where the Fidyik Rebbe is found in neshama higher than the body. The Fidyik Rebbe, like Moshe Rabbeinu, suffered from dibur bogolus, speech being in exile, because later in life he was unable to speak clearly. But, as we understood from what we learned about Moshe Rabbeinu, it was not that he was unable to speak clearly, but that the limitation of the world was not able to hear him clearly. Not a problem by the Fidyik Rebbe. Why was this the case? Because the Berurim were not yet completed, the Rebbe says. Thus, in the previous generation, there was a histalkus of the neshama from the body. Unlike in our generation, when we can receive the revelation of Ispiru de Kol Nahorin, the breaking out of all the lights, in a way where the soul remains in the body. This will occur through the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu immediately and will cause the ultimate elevation of all the generations that came before through the awakening from the dust, Tchias Amesim. Not only are the Jewish people standing ready for Geula, the nations of the world are also standing ready for the Jewish people to go out of Golas and go to Eretz Yisrael and the true and complete Geula. This means neshamas in bodies without any interruption. And the Rebbe goes on to state, quoting, spiritually, reaching to the highest levels, the matters are already completed, up to the completion of the Geula Beruchnius. The Ruchnius Dika eyes of a Yid already see the Geula. At the present, one needs only to open up the Gashmius Dika eyes, that they should also see the Geula as it is revealed to eyes of flesh at this time. The Chiddush of the Geula is found in the revelation of Ispiru de Kol Nahorin, the breaking out of all the lights, which also will also be in the physicality. This Chiddush of the Geula will also be in the physicality of the world, which appears to eyes of flesh in physical time and place, making a dwelling place for him down below. End quote. And it's worth taking a look at this. Each person can take a look. How the Rebbe point says that there are Ruchnis Dika eyes, which already see the Geula. And the Geula is revealed to eyes of flesh at this time. One only needs to open up the Gashmis Dika eyes. And the difference between eyes of flesh and Gashmis Dika eyes and spiritual eyes, Ruchnis Dika eyes, it's worthwhile to investigate the distinctions between them. In any event, the Rebbe is telling us that the fact that the Geula is already completed, Beruchnius, is not enough. It has to be a Geula that's visible to eyes of flesh. Eyes of flesh includes what Goyim see, what Umas Oilem see. So first and foremost, this is to express, the Rebbe says, to express in our own conduct a revelation of Hashem's Atzmus. Which, what is Hashem's Atzmus? It's a specialty, so to speak, that it permeates everything equally. It's not more in holy things and less in mundane things. This means practically that from the loftiest things in our lives, Torah, Tefillah, Chesed, to the most mundane things, eating, sleeping, working, our entire lives must show the world that we are in a state of Geula. Through this, even loftier things will be revealed to us through Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu in this very moment.